The United Nations Police provide a direct service to the population in terms of the protection of civilians. Not all the missions are the same. The Security Council gives a different mandate. And Timor-Leste, Haiti, and the Central African Republic are different realities. And of course, we cannot compare. However, the same dedication, the same professionalism, and the same spirit of service, of mission, we need to have in all the missions where we engage. Central African Republic is a wonderful country. It's a country, for the listeners of the UN radio, bigger than France, with a population of 4 million. It's very rich, not only in terms of the natural richness, but in terms of culture and the richness of its people. People from different ethnic groups, different religions, or no religion at all, and people that want peace.
What have been the special challenges that you faced there, and how do you think you've done?
Big challenge is to meet the expectations of the population, being the basic need, security. It's where everything starts. If we manage to support the national authorities, to support directly the population in terms of protection of civilians, then the population can build further on social, political and economic development. Since MINUSCA is in the country, we had the national consultations that ended with the Bangui Forum in May 2015, with a very good agreement reached. Further, there was the electoral registration that then ended with the constitutional referendum, legislative and presidential elections. And today, Central African Republic is a country where you have an elected president, a national assembly. However, there are still a long way to go. And MINUSCA is doing its best. And I believe that with the support of the international community, the National Police and Gendarmerie will be able in the future building its capacities to provide security to the people in Central African Republic.
And of course, with your central mandate being the protection of civilians, it must have been a source of great disappointment for you that this issue of sexual abuse and sexual abuse allegations has overshadowed a lot of the good work that's gone on the part of UN personnel.
The Secretary General of the United Nations instituted the zero tolerance policy to all the cases of sexual exploitation and abuse. Even if one case is already too much, and in the police we had only one case, but even one case is too much. However, as you are saying, there were unfortunately too many allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse. And the role or the expectations of the population are, for us, in terms of the wide problematic of sexual gender-based violence, to protect the population. And this, as you are saying, a good story is no story. A bad story, unfortunately, is the one that makes its way in. However, let me be honest with you. The mission, we are determined because the United Nations is in the country to protect the civilians. So everyone, and we already proved it, because there were contingents that were completely and entirely repatriated from Central African Republic, we will make justice, of course, with the member states, because even the MINUSCA has limited, sometimes, legal authority over the contingents.
Now, as somebody who's been on the front line of UN policing for two decades, how do you see the issue of police reform, of UN police reform? It's obviously something which is evolving. Are you happy with the pace of reform and the direction that it's going in now?
Just to clarify, not two decades, because I was in and out. So this is my last experience. Seven years as commissioner, my other two previous missions, one in Timor-Leste, as director, the first director of Timorese Police College, and in Bosnia as responsible for the training of police officers and the selection and the recruitment. I would advocate, in terms of police reform, or within the framework of peacekeeping, I would advocate for police keeping. Police is the most visible face of the state. And in countries like Central African Republic or countries where there were intra-conflicts, so we are not talking about conflicts between countries, the role of the police is key. And the United Nations Police needs, of course, to have the resources to provide that type of support. The end state in any peacekeeping mission is the day the police or any other the institutions that are responsible for the security in the country that are able by themselves to provide security for their own people. So the United Nations Police has always a role to protect the population directly, support the national security forces, the police, and also institution building.
You're looking forward to having some quieter weekends now back at home in Portugal.
The life in the mission is very busy. It was a privilege. I really feel honored to have served with so many different nationalities, to serve the population, to serve the countries where I was. And this is a unique opportunity and experience. I'm a police officer on active duty in Portugal. I will present myself to the national authorities, to my Polícia de Segurança Pública. And, of course, I will enjoy some quality time with the family, friends, watching sports, supporting my football club in Portugal. But, of course, once we served in the United Nations, I still have the desire to continue to serve in the future.
Your blood runs blue. Thank you.
Thank you.